Welcome to TBH Podcast, baby.
We're back.
It's your boy Daniel, DB Captures, and
Ebony.
Obviously, girl, like
Ebs all here, you know.
What you say? What you saying? How's life been treating you?
Ugh, that is basically how it's
just meh.
It shit is.
Bro,
how do you even explain what's happening?
Damn.
I don't even know. It's like it's summer, but it's not summer. It's not summering like it's supposed to. But I also feel like I don't know what I'm waiting for. As if I'm waiting for like, ooh, summer, but it's like,
yeah, we're in summer. It's because of the expectancy.
It feels like it's pending, but it's actually passing by.
It's September in less than 3 weeks.
Literally, like it's passing by, like, and I'm like, okay, I've gone out, I've done stuff, but I've done things, but actually it's not really feeling like.
Someone tweeted the other day, they said that they felt like this was the worst summer. And the only reason
is because of the weather.
The weather's definitely a big part of it. But
yeah, it's been raining like one summer that I remember.
I think the only reason why was because, so if you took last year, for example, obviously it was a pandemic, it was a COVID, people were dying. I'm not saying that was the best thing about it. Obviously, it clearly wasn't.
But with last, to help out.
It was the eat out to help out. Like, let me not lie to you. The eat out to help out. Slapped.
Had
we were eating Nando's for £3. Like, and then you were going to like brunches and obviously because...
You were really just... I think it was that because we were in and out of the lockdown. So it was those little windows, you were really maximising the little
windows.
But remember,
that was the first time we were out. That was when we had been in lockdown, an actual lockdown, from March all the way until the summer. And then that was basically Freedom Day. I'm not going to lie to you.
Half term.
Man, it was ridiculous. We were out all the time.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean? So... In a way, I guess, like, obviously, we had a lockdown after that, and then we've got now to this new sense of freedom where everything's opened up.
Well, now we're just in a weird, like...
It's just this weird limbo.
It's a weird limbo.
It's
kind of like, everything's back to how it was, kind of.
Yeah. Ish. But then we said this, though. We said this, that things are never going to be the same post-COVID.
No, everything's done. What you knew previous...
It's gone. You're not going to know that again.
Yes. Unlucky, you know, if you didn't live as you were supposed to previously.
Mate.
But then at the same time, for those of us that have like the memories of previous, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
My friend, she's traveling to Romania at the end of this month, and we were talking, and she was like, okay, like we're not in the EU no more. So you got to go in that other queue.
Yep.
The other queue is long. Only that though, you got to check whether that country is on the red list or the amber list.
Then you've got to check
if you're on their red list or amber list to see what you have to do when you go there.
Yep.
And there's just, you know, you travel, I travel. When you travel for the first time, it's like you're learning, oh, where's the gates? Oh, I don't want to be late. Like, it's like, you know, it's a new thing. Like, you're learning how it all goes. And then you get more comfortable because you travel more often and you just know that it's fine. I can turn up, like, and I'll make it. It'll be...
No. Remember, we used to diss people that were like, look at these wastemen, I have to wait. Now we've become the wastemen. We have become
exactly
the waiter.
Like running to the gate like 10 minutes, like 5 minutes to go, you're barely late.
You can't even do that thing where, oh yeah, I've got UK passport, so I know it'll be a quick entry. It doesn't work like that anymore, bro.
Like, it's all different now. So she was saying to me, she goes, oh, this is all weird. She goes, it's reminding me of like the first time I travelled and that whole experience of learning how it all kind of goes, like from just being in the airport or checking and buying your ticket and doing all sorts of things. And, oh, your bag is this. And she goes, now I've got to check. I've got to do all these other checks. Plus, I've got how many flipping PCR tests? Am I spending like £500 doing fake PCR tests? One when I'm here. She was like, this is all long.
That's why I haven't traveled.
She was like, it's all long. And it was kind of like, she's going for work. But she was just like, this is really giving her those first, it's like learning to do it all over again.
Yeah.
And she goes,
that's a very good point that you made there. That is literally what's happened. But we're not even necessarily learning to do the same things again. We're learning to do things differently for the first time.
Yeah.
Because everything's changed.
Everything's been as it's been since we've been here.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Everything has been like that since we've been here. And now
it's crazy.
It's a new way of doing it.
It's like, basically welcome to the new normal, but it's not really normal because we don't know this. This is just the new.
It's just
that's
the new. Like
that's it.
Like,
that's what it is. Like, oh. So I guess with all the different things happening, obviously everyone says, you've got to learn to adapt. And the thing is, human beings, we will have to adapt. Like, we'll do that anyway.
And I think we have. It's just you know, it's not like it wasn't. Of course, when things are not by choice, it's always rocky. So
yeah,
it's just,
facts.
There's
facts.
Resistance.
Facts.
There's, you know, just like how people were like anti-mask and all these types of things.
Yep, yep,
there's
yep,
always
yep,
going to
yep.
be that kind of
yep.
resistance to, oh, no, stay want to stay like this. It yep. has to be like this. Yep. But even now, where things want to go back to normal, people are like, no, we want to stay how it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do another lockdown. Yep. What? Yeah.
Which is shocking when you think about it, though. But you could kind of understand because we're like, as much as you, people don't see, because obviously things have gone back to normal, we are in the middle of another surge.
Yeah,
people don't
but
see it. It's a quiet one.
Yeah, I know.
We are in the middle of it.
At the same time, so what? So what? So what? It's like, I guess it's like, for me, it's just kind of like, yes, that's happening. But I mean, how many times are we going to do this thing? And like, at some point, it has to move forward. Do another lockdown if you want, but I just think people are over it. Like,
people have been over it.
Yeah, people are over it. Of course, like I said, people are calling for it as well, but I don't know. Just
at this point, though, what another lockdown is going to solve, we don't know. The only reason why you would justify another lockdown
just
at the moment
so
is for the
protect,
NHS.
Yeah, to the, to
yeah. Because that's if, you know, because the numbers, are, you know, if the numbers go too bad, as in we're losing beds and ventilators, then yeah, you'll have
of
no choice. Because even if
you
things are going back to normal, you have to manage it. Do you know what I mean? But I get what you mean. It's just, it's one of those things where, like, even like when I was out the other day, and obviously restrictions are gone and people are not, you don't necessarily have to wear masks and stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
It still felt strange. Mm. It still felt like this is still a very weird place to
yeah,
adapt
because
and get used to.
I think because maybe previously a lot of things had, there's no definitive end.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
where there's no definite, there's not been a definitive end. It's not like, oh yeah, remember last year. No, it's still, now we're just, you know, you're living with it. Whereas
yeah,
I feel like all the other things, even though I was like younger, so I wasn't really paying attention to them like that, and it was nothing like this, but whether it was like bird flu or like Ebola and all these things, like, you know, like when they've popped up, like, oh, this is happening and oh, it's all going crazy. But then it's just like, oh, it's stopped now. Like, or at least it's no longer an issue and everyone can just move on. I don't feel like, yeah, like, obviously there's no definitive, that's, it's done. It's finished. It's behind us now. Bin your masks. Forget this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Go on as you were.
I don't know if whatever.
No, that's that's never gonna happen.
I
that's,
don't think it is.
That's never gonna happen, and that's fine. But I'm just saying, I think because of that, that's why it feels weird.
Yeah.
Because you see some people still adhering to certain measures, and other people not so much.
So it's just kind of like. It's the funny thing about transitional periods, because it's like you're. From when lockdown started last year, March, we entered a transitional period.
Yeah, 100%.
From literally that day. But you don't even realise it. It was only as months went on, you realise, shit, it's never going to be the same again.
Yeah, it's finished.
And it's actually, it's out of our hands. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah,
we have to just adapt. But that transitional period, you're having to not just adapt to transitional period, you're going to have to come to terms with you're in one in the first place.
Yeah. You're in one. And then you yourself, personally, internally, are affected by what's going on. And without, whether you feel you were changed or not, everybody was changed.
Every single person. Whether you wanted to or not, fam.
Yeah, everybody was changed. It's kind of like,
I remember saying to someone, because I turned 30 last year.
Yeah.
And I remember kept telling myself that whole year, I kept saying to myself, once you leave your 20s, you go into your 30s, you're going to be a completely different person, blah, blah, blah. And I was saying it because a lot of people have said it to me.
I know people do say that. And it's kind of like, whatever. Because I just feel like you change all the time.
You see what I mean?
I feel like you change all the time.
I think I change every 6 months.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
All the time, like 2 weeks ago, was I even the same? I'm not the same person I was.
Look,
I was.
Don't ask me about my tweets. I'm not the same thing I tweeted yesterday.
Just trust me. What did Fat Joe say? He said yesterday's price is not today's price. I was yesterday is not who I am.
It's not today. Fam.
It's not the same. Like, it really isn't.
And so it's that significance that when you go to the point where you're like, oh wait, bruh, like I'm entering into my 30s, so I'm entering into this new year. So, you know, for 30, you see people who are entering their 25.
Yeah,
all the same thing. Like when I got there, I was like, no, this is a bit surreal for me. Like, it wasn't like, well, I'm not saying like I became a fucking Dragon Ball Z character and I had gold hair.
Powered
but
up that morning.
I definitely feel my powers. But bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. I felt some powers.
To be honest, I've heard that from people that have turned 30, like, oh, things just felt different. And maybe it's just because you've had your first phase of adulthood. Like, this is, you've had your first phase of adulthood in your 20s, and now your 30s, you're like, cool, I'm here. I'm here, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm not dealing with that, and I'm not doing that. However it might go, it might be that.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Even if you put it like, putting it to a, I guess, from a musical's perspective, you saw, like, especially last year, one of the things that was quite almost a little bit remarkable for me to see was artists going through, or even seeing artists in their transitional period.
Yeah.
So, like...
Well, a lot of them had to...
Because they had no choice.
Well, a lot of them had to figure it out, because the normal avenues of even just putting out music, knowing that actually... Right now, maybe your fans prefer to listen to a podcast than you, like, because they're in the house and they're not having to do on their normal commute.
Facts.
They can't go to the gym.
Facts.
And maybe they don't have the space to even do a gym. So, there's certain things where even I felt like my music consumption went down, because as much as I play music in the house and I'm just like, cleaning and doing all of these types of things, the whole day. I don't usually just play music the whole day unless it's maybe like a weekend and I'm in the house all day or something. Even then, I'm going to like stop and watch something. But I'm listening to maybe more podcasts. I'm watching more interviews. I'm watching more shows because I'm trying to kill time. Yeah. You're trying to fill up the space. Mm. There's only so much, you could.
Yeah, I found it's funny
variation of things.
It's actually funny you say that, because I feel like in a way... It was kind of similar. So I still consumed a lot of music.
Yeah.
But actually, I didn't consume a lot of the new music that was coming out. I was consuming a lot of the older music.
I was just about to get to that, because I was even revisiting...
A lot of older stuff. But you know why, yeah? Mm. For me, personally, I felt as though it was more of a comfort. I remember after the first... So during the first lockdown, I remember... There was a period where I was just, you're just kind of going through it. It's just life, and this is the first lockdown. Everything's just fucked at this point.
You don't know what's going on.
You actually don't know what's going to happen
tomorrow. Cake at 1 a.m.
Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, you're just got a bottle in your hand. You're taking ray shots in your yard, fam.
It's going on.
I remember, I moved out. So I was in the process of moving out, being my sister and getting my own place or whatever. And I remember I spent so many nights just putting my phone on and listening to old shit like Mac Miller.
Yeah, yeah.
Listening to like some old, even like old J. Cole. Old Kanye and stuff like that. And the reason why is because it was almost the only thing that I could do at the time to comfort me, because I didn't know what was going on. Like you said,
it's the one thing that you know, right? Like and those particular feelings. Do you see what I'm saying? That time. I get it.
And so it just felt like, it definitely felt like, and you know what, saying that, I was very grateful for it, because that music means more to me now than it did even prior to that. And I don't really love that music.
Because you have like the music that got you.
It connects. Do you see what I'm saying?
And that is important. That's important. So, off point, but this is kind of why, like, randomly, I'll just say I never put like Lil Wayne like in my top five or anything like that. I'm sorry, Lil Wayne's not getting me through the day. But I say this, I say this only because like I always end up getting in these discussions with people that are like, "Nah, Wayne, top five." I'm like, "No, like, what fucking chain of Wayne's are you playing that's getting you through your day? You're having the worst day of your life, or you need that extra push or whatever. Like, what are you really playing? Like,
facts.
Don't get me wrong. Facts. I'm not saying that Wayne's not. He says some. He's got some. Like, he's introspective at times, but it's still very surface level. And
facts.
Overall, the music's not getting you through like that. Like, no, it's just. Not. And that's cool. His music is what it's for. But anyway, that was just off point.
Because
there's certain things that are just. It's just not.
So this is the reason why. Yeah. When we talk, we had this whole J. Cole episode.
But that was really good. People like that a lot.
Fucking sick episode. I actually loved it. We've got to do something like that again. But the reason why, I guess, so when we're looking at like J. Cole, for example, or even like Kanye's first album, or Mac Miller, stuff like that, is exactly that point. When you're looking at an artist and you're saying top five, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for an artist who effectively can do every single thing you're saying. Who's got the bangers? Who's got the ones that you play in the club? Who's got the ones that get you through your shit? That's why people like Biggie and Jay-Z are so important, because they've released
and
albums
even, to be
of
honest,
every type of genre.
Part of Drake's popularity is the fact that he's so...
Facts!
He's
facts.
Very relatable to...
Facts!
The average... Not... I don't want to say the average person. All I mean is that... Part of Drake's popularity is the fact that people say that they say, okay, he's super relatable. He's speaking to exactly how I might feel about this situation or whatever the case is, and that's why they fuck with him and
facts,
and whatever.
And it's actually, it's so funny you say that, because it's not even a diss to other artists. It's just that there are people who have the gift, they're cut from a different kind of cloth, and you just know that, and that's what sets them apart. So like, even thinking about it, like obviously in this transitional period, like obviously when I, so growing up, like Kanye was
Kanye,
probably,
Kanye is.
Because especially, because obviously I was, what, college dropout was 2001, right?
Three.
2003, four, sorry. Four. 2004, so I was 14 at the time.
Yeah.
So I had been exposed to a lot of old school hip-hop. So obviously the old Jay-Z. I was 14 at the time, 2004. Okay. Yeah, I was 14 at the time.
Okay.
I was 14 at the time.
Are you
yeah,
sure?
Yeah, 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 2004.
2004, okay. I'm like,
actually, but if it came out,
because I'm like, I would have been like 12 or 11. Yeah, I would have just started secondary school.
But if it came out in the, if it came out before October, yeah, no, I was 13 at the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, but yeah, it's fine.
But it's around the same time. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So when College Dropout came out, obviously the music that I've been exposed to was obviously like Jay-Z, all of the old kind of stuff, but the borderline stuff.
Yeah.
Hearing College Dropout, like College Dropout for the first time, was remarkable for me because
it was so relatable.
It was the dropout. It was the guy going through shit when I was seeing Spaceship. It was the transitional church guy.
It was the backpack rap, innit?
And so obviously, like, I'm thinking about it, yeah. When it was Kanye going from that to Heartbreak, I was like, I don't understand this. I was so baffled as a fan.
808s and Heartbreaks.
It's an incredible album now,
it's
by the way.
Spun, I know, everyone in hindsight. Everything in hindsight, right? So 808s and Heartbreak really spun everybody at
everyone.
The time. Like, they couldn't understand it. They were like, what the hell is going on?
I was baffled.
But what's happening?
Like, I was baffled.
What is this? He's got the
suit. I remember I switched off for Kanye for about 3 or 4 years after.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, no, it was that
I really
bad.
Enjoyed, like, bad. You didn't like, I remember, because I just remember seeing, like, you know, like the videos for, like, Love Lockdown. And,
it was incredible,
like,
to
but to be honest, I was such a big Kanye fan that,
fair.
Kanye kind of, not necessarily not do any wrong, but, like, kind of, like, I was with it.
It was a little bit like J. Cole.
I was just with it. I was like, you know what, even, like, when Yeezus dropped, yeah, I was one of the, like, I remember just being one of the only people I knew at the time that was like, nah, but Yeezus is hard. What are you lot talking about? Like, you look crazy. Like, and now, in hindsight, everyone's like, yeah, you know what, Yeezus
was actually, like,
exactly. Bro, but at the time, it was hard to people weren't understanding, like, oh, Yeezus is really, like,
but the thing is, hindsight is such a beautiful thing. Even when you go back to 808 and Heartbreaks, yeah, 808 and Heartbreaks was the foundation of a ridiculous amount of music that we still have today.
Well, it changed a lot.
It changed the entire scope.
T-Pain would argue that it was him, but
T-Pain was a part of it, but Kanye West is the foundation, because we have to remember something, yeah? Kanye West was a production king still at this time. He's one of the greatest producers of all time.
He's a production king.
But at the time, when he was doing that transition from obviously Late Registration to 808 and Heartbreaks, he was still producing so much. So he had his hand in so much music at the time. And then he drops 808 and Heartbreak. And obviously the expectancy from a lot of people was, what the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, sonically. But then, you know, with Kanye, Kanye's good at change. He changes every single album, and every single part of his career is got a definitive look. You can map it even. Like, if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, no one thing is actually the same.
Yeah.
Whether you love or hate it, no one thing is actually the same. Yeah, so, like, he's actually pretty flawless at the change.
But
like,
it definitely got me thinking when we were talking about
this. Even when
the
change is uncomfortable for the fans.
The transition
is hard for the fan because
it's
like,
when an artist goes from, especially someone that you've loved, when an artist goes from what you've really, really loved or become accustomed to something completely different, it's very uncomfortable. The reason why it's uncomfortable is because it's this comfort zone mentality. People did the exact same thing with Kendrick Lamar. Perfect example. Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, greatest hip hop album, one of the greatest hip hop albums of all time. And then they were like, To Pimp a Butterfly, what the fuck is this shit? I'll never forget people making noise. Now, the album, that album was ahead of its time. The album was timeless,
It's how it goes. It's how it goes. That's why artists are important, because they're able to lean into the truth, like that feeling of whatever it is they're feeling to express themselves in that way, irrespective of how everyone else is gonna take it.
Yep,
usually, that's what the great art does. You know,
I agree. I definitely agree. So yeah, like, just it got me. So even now, like when you're thinking about artists right now, obviously Kanye's in this phase where he's about to drop his next album.
Donda. What do you think? Donda.
It's interesting because it's definitely not Jesus is King. Yeah. From the previews,
you can hear that.
You can tell this is not throwaway music. He's got his head down. Yeah, you can just tell from the previews. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's gonna hit because this is exactly what happened with Yeezus. It sounds experimental.
Yeah, everything he does is experimental.
Fair
effect. If you think about it, really, like all of it is experimental because usually, at least at the time, people wasn't necessarily maybe doing those things So. But I think Donda's just going to like, just maybe, it's just going to realign people with him.
Yeah, but
I don't know, he's built it up a lot, but I don't know if it's really going to live up to whatever expectations.
Because the previews that I've heard, it's not that they've been bad, but they haven't.
I think Kanye's going to give people what they want, which for him.
Well, in the same way that that they've wanted to?
I think Kanye's going to give people, I think he's going to give the people what they want, but that's actually below standard for him, so that would actually be mid.
if he does the standard of everyone else, it's basically below what we know Kanye to be. Exactly.
It would actually end up being like,
I get what you mean, actually, because actually like, I'm actually deep in it now,
because the last the last couple albums, or even the last three albums, because people are only kind of in a way kind of even coming around to the life of Pablo now at the same time, right?
People
are only really coming around to that now. They wasn't really like
thank you
like fucking with it when it came out, so like in that way, at least as far as like social commentary
Because when Life of Pablo dropped, so just before Life of Pablo dropped, the previews for Life of Pablo for me were more exciting than Donda.
Yeah, me and my friends, they did like a cinema view, and like they showcased like when he did it in the stadium.
When he did it in the stadium.
Yeah, me and my friends went to the cinema. We watched
it. When I heard
like,
Beautiful
sick.
Morning.
Like, well, it was cold. Like
Are you mad?
Listen, the rollouts are always top tier.
Bar the last few, to be fair.
But they were still the same, because why the hell does Kanye make us care about random locations?
Yeah, it's true.
Wyoming, Hawaii.
Yeah, it's true.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mercer Hotel. Like,
Kanye is a genius.
It's all part of the storytelling, but I'm just saying.
But it's beautiful to see. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't give a fuck about Mercedes-Benz Stadium until Kanye was talking about. Obviously, even how he's rolled everything out, the fact he sold out a fucking stadium, sold out, and no one knew about it.
For a listening session.
For a listening party.
For a listening session.
Yeah, no, it's cold.
I
actually agree with you. Your point around it being that it's going to be...
Yeah, because people have been so, like... Especially, obviously, with his public persona going through the battering that it's been through, right?
The last few years with all
the Trump stuff, general outbursts, Twitter rants, and all these types of things. Like, just in general, his public persona has just not been in the greatest of maybe like spaces and stuff like that. I think he's just gonna give people what they want, which is lazy, but it's gonna sound like, oh my god, because it's Kanye West, right? He's one of those producers. Yeah. I don't know. Like, for me, I'm just like, I'm a bit like, just kind of.
I think I'm looking forward to it, but I think it's...
I think
it's,
I'll enjoy it, but I think I'll know that it probably is just a...
I think I knew what I wanted as well.
Getting people back on side, basically.
I wanted the Life of Pablo. Not that type of album. I wanted that type of feeling.
I like the Life of Pablo.
Life of Pablo.
What do you mean? Like, in terms of
because obviously... Before Life of Pablo, the last album before that was...
Yeezus.
Yeah. And there was a good long gap between that. And obviously, because of that... And obviously, after Yeezus, there wasn't... Kanye, he doesn't really drop stuff. He does, like, features and stuff.
He did have some very
good features. But he doesn't really put out music, per se, during his gaps.
Like the Lucy's.
He doesn't do stuff like that.
Well, you have Mad Leaks. Like, you know, you have a whole Yandy album on YouTube.
But it's just like... I get you.
Like, it's kind of like Dave. Dave doesn't do a lot of...
Fair point.
...features in between his albums, to be honest with you.
No,
like,
it doesn't actually.
Leading up to this, but...
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it because it's Kanye, and I'll celebrate Kanye. Like, that's just that just is what it is. But Exactly. I'm just glad, based on what I've heard so far, that it isn't going to be another Jesus is King. All respect to that album, but that album was not a Kanye album. I mean,
it was the gospel album. Yeah. So it wasn't for...
It had maybe two or three good songs on that, if that.
Follow God might have been the only song I think I remember that I actually played. Like,
oh, and Hands On I played better.
Okay. Follow God for sure is a song that I definitely played. But other than that, again, also recognising... He wasn't making the album for me. Like,
fair point.
I'm not gonna listen to a gospel album on a regular. Like, to fair be honest point. With you, so it wasn't ever for me. So
yeah, no, it's a good point. And it, you know, again, it's a thing with transitional periods. You almost have to, in a nice way, let artists do what they want.
Because
this is the thing, yeah.
But that's the whole point.
That is the whole point.
Artists doing what they want is kind of what all just creators.
That is what artistry is about,
right? Creators doing what they want is kind of what encourages everybody else to Facts. Lean into those things. And
we as fans, we get very what's the word I'm looking for,
territorial.
Yes, very territorial when it comes to people that we adore and love and we cherish. But the problem is that it doesn't give them the scope, or it doesn't give them the freedom. They'll do it anyway,
yeah,
but it doesn't give enough freedom to do what they want. And that's why
Mary J. Blige, right? So like Mary J. Blige, pain music. And then when she started singing about she was in a happier place and the songs were more upbeat and uplift, like, not go back to that pain.
Yeah, they did the same thing with Bryson Tiller.
Can someone break her heart, please?
Yeah. They did the same thing with Bryson Tiller. The exact same thing with Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, like even that whole thing of like, oh, when someone, I don't know, like when someone does go through something that, oh yeah, the album's gonna be fire.
Yeah.
Album. Oh yeah, they got the heartbreak. Amazing. Yeah.
It's so nasty. It's horrible.
Don't get me wrong. I've definitely like participated in my past, but again, I'm not the same person I was.
Heartbreak.
My younger self might have been like,
yay, heartbreak.
But I'm evolved now, and I don't feel the same. I don't feel like that no more. No, because it's important to be like, no, at one point, yeah, maybe I would have been like, what? But I was just young and I wasn't thinking. I wasn't emotionally evolved.
We've all been in that place.
Yeah, you know, so, but yeah, no, that stuff is, yeah, it's not it.
No, definitely not.
So yeah, I think Donda will be... I think it'll be more enjoyable because... At least for myself, the last couple albums, I haven't enjoyed like in the same way that I think I played Ye like a handful of times. Mm. And I was really trying. I don't mind if in a few years everyone's like, oh, Ye is like dope. I was really trying. It just wasn't connecting. It wasn't connecting at all.
Yeah, I think Ye was better than Jesus King personally.
Yeah.
And Ye was... Again, it was experimental, but it was just, I felt like
it was
one
hollow.
Of those.
It was
super, felt very empty
it was
for me personally.
It was super hollow.
That's the word I was looking for.
Content was just, I know, of course, you know, he had come out to disclose that he had bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
And he was trying to, I guess, I don't know, make an album that kind of displayed that.
Yeah.
But it was just a bit hollow.
One of those albums you do feel like, because of why you released it and the circumstances around it and actually what the message was, you respect it. You don't necessarily, it's not, I don't
yeah,
play
it. It's just one of
you,
those.
It's one of those, you know what, fair enough. Like, I can't really, it's like
Kendrick Lamar has the perfect kind of, like, not the perfect way of saying it, but you know, like on Mortal Man when he's just like, you know, when shit hits the fan, are you still a fan? That's pretty much that kind of just sums up everything, right?
Yep.
Like sometimes you just have to ride it out with them.
Ride it out with them.
Facts. Just ride it out with them.
Facts.
You know.
Facts.
Kanye. We'll see.
So new music wise, what did you think of Day's album?
I really enjoyed it.
I loved it.
I really, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot more than, and I did like Psychodrama for sure, but I'm not sure. I visit a few songs on there, like Screwface Capital and stuff like that. But overall, yeah, I don't revisit Psychodrama too much. But We're All Alone in This Together, definitely for now, yeah.
It has a very, very, very good amount of replay value, which it, some people will say yay or nay to whether it makes a great album. Me personally, I think it does.
Oh no, definitely.
You need, I think it's an integral part of whether
you need the replay value. One of the reasons why at that time when we were talking about Jay-Z and Magna Carta, why I rank it lower than yourself is because it doesn't have replay value to me. So if I can't really revisit any of the tunes like enough, or I don't like them enough to put them in my Jay playlist, that's no good to me. You know, when artists come out, like when they do performances and there's an album that they just like never perform. I saw Chris Brown perform, he didn't perform like not one tune from like maybe the first two albums. He did do like a little medley, but for example, I left, I was like, this guy didn't even do, he didn't do Poppin', he didn't do Run It. What the hell is going on here? Like, just completely, of course, he's had a career however long. But you can just admit like two albums from your thing, you just don't have to do them anymore. How I feel about just, that's how.
No, it's a fair point. I didn't really, if I'm being honest, there were some nice songs in Psychodrama.
Like, I like the concept of Psychodrama.
I do. I really did.
With the therapist and...
Yeah, it was really good.
You know, I like the concept.
For me, it just wasn't... It didn't hit me as hard.
Fine.
But then, saying that, I discovered Dave a little bit late. I discovered Dave because of the whole the Drake tune, the six-bar tune, which is banger. Which is how...
There was a whole blow-up online about how that wasn't possible, that people could discover Dave through that Drake tune.
Yeah, no, they did. I don't know what.
When I say it, I'm like, people are like, no.
Yeah, no,
how?
No. You know
how
when people do that thing where, like, oh, you guys didn't know about it before? No, just stop, man. You heard about him. Well done.
Yeah.
You can have a cookie.
No, don't get me wrong. I knew about Dave before that, but I'm just saying, I saw people.
He blew up
really
because of it. Come on, guys, man.
People really being in contention that people might not.
We go back to this. You know, I know. I know, but we go back to it.
Yeah.
This is my problem. It's not a bad thing to say that. Bro, Dave, look at where Dave is now and look at the transitional period. That was important for him because he's an artist standing on his own. No one's now thinking to himself, oh, Dave is just a Drake artist that Drake put on. It's a part of his history, but he's obviously so much more than that.
Yeah.
So now you're looking at We're All On This Together. That is an incredibly well put, great body of work. And he did that. He's an incredible artist.
Yeah.
He knows exactly how he wanted to market himself.
Correct amount of songs.
Correct amount of press. Correct amount of like just everything that was around it. The whole package was fantastic. Even the rollout where he was going to do like little meetings outside of London and all that kind of stuff. He smashed it. Absolutely smashed it. And then he went platinum in less than a week.
Did he?
He went platinum in less than a week.
Shit.
That's fucking incredible.
Yeah, that's mad. I don't know that.
So for me, it doesn't really matter where people say that whole stuff. Like, oh, put on. It doesn't give a shit, man. The man's doing his thing, like, and he's doing his thing in his own lane. And that album was 10 out of 10, man. Like, literally, I go back to it, because I wait about a week and a half, 2 weeks, go back to just to see if it was just the excitement, if I actually, it's still got that replay value. Like, it's got bangers after bangers
I think with this album, too, the topics were, like, more to my, not necessarily...
More relevant a little bit.
Yeah, I related a lot to this. Of course, like the sentiments about just, you know, like our parents coming here from a different country and nothing. And I appreciated hearing that narrative because we don't really hear people talk. Appreciating the fact you see people, you know, complaining about their parents a lot.
Don't get
me wrong. You know, I'm not here to say you shouldn't, if your parent is toxic or whatever the case is, that's, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. But we more see people complaining about, oh, my parent didn't do this, or how could they not have known that? Because they came from somewhere else and they were figuring it out as they were here whilst dealing with all the pressures of like racism and assimilate into the workplace and figuring out how to get houses and flats and just trying to survive whilst having children, being in their relationships, trying to find a community, all these types of things. Like, there's so many different things that I highly appreciated him touching on those subjects.
It's true.
Heart Attack is, I can't listen to that tune, man. That's too much.
Oh, fam.
But I can listen to it, but I got cut off before then. That shit is too much. It's too much.
I think what I really liked about this album in particular is it was such a great mix of the relevant music, the storytelling music, and bangers. Lazarus, banger. Banger.
How did they make that?
Banger.
How did they do that?
Goodness.
How did they do that?
That was like, I was like, that's an experience, fam. The tune with Wizkid, banger. Even the fire one where it gets his verse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking in mad. The file, did he get his verse?
Everyone was sick on that.
Yo.
I really like Fredo's.
Fredo's verse is bad.
Yeah, I really like Fredo's verse. But
everyone
really,
snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was, and you know what? Again, it's a good thing.
I like that too, because when's the last time we had a proper posse? I know there's the
like a cypher.
I know there's like the remixes, like someone's going to be Buddy remix. I'm, you know, I'm not talking about.
Well, didn't he drop the last like proper cypher that I can remember? Like the significant one. There was, wasn't it? It was him. There was a tune. I forgot it off the top of my head now, and it had bare people on it.
I'm not. It's not coming to me yet. I don't recall. But
it was nice to see that. You know what? I missed that.
But
I missed
in terms of just that kind of, yeah, on a song that wasn't supposedly supposed to be a remix, just sick MCs just coming in one after the other. Remember, like when Wretch and Getz and Scorcher and them lot just used to be doing
way. Facts.
I'm more talking like that, but yeah, like Dave really, like, he came through, man. He definitely came through. And it's good that on his second album, it's probably good that we feel that way. Because you know, on that second album, like Stormzy, for example, right?
Yeah.
The second album came out and everyone was like, Suddenly on Stormzy's second album, everybody was like, oh, you know, it's not for me.
You know, it's fine, though? But I will say something that's so funny you said that.
Mm.
So Clash, bad tune. Stormzy's verse, bad tune. I was
surprised at how much I like that tune. When I first heard it, I was like, all right. But then I found myself playing it I was like, I was like, the song, I like it. But yeah, anyway.
I was gonna say, I feel as though, so obviously Stormzy's definitely got a new project coming out. Probably not this year, but next year.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more excited about this because I feel as though,
I think it's going
to
be good.
I think it's going to be a very good project. You know, people go through this period where they've got to get their mainstream album out. I could, of course, be wrong about this, but this is just conjecture.
The thing is that Gang Signs and Prayers was so, like, monumental for so many different reasons. There was, like, so much without, like, I don't know, without exaggerating, there was, like, a lot riding on his album.
Yeah.
Just because of the run that he had had up until that point, almost Christmas number one or number two, you know, everything that had happened up until that point, there was just so much riding on that album being as successful as it was with Stormzy. And people really, I think that's one of the times when, or like maybe one of the first times I proper saw everyone was just so like, everyone was just unified and streamed the album, get it to number one. And everyone felt it.
Yeah,
the album went down, everybody felt it. And then, of course, he's gone to astronomical levels since then. And then, of course, he's dropped the second album, which is a little, it's a divergence from that first one. But he's also in a different space. Yeah. Content's a little bit different. Yeah. He's more leaning into, like, I watched something where he was talking about just becoming more of a songwriter.
Yeah.
So that's why you get a song like Own It, as opposed to like A Big For Your Boots or something as a single or whatever the case is. And yeah, like just that out, the second album was just, you know, like it was just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Like.
So and it's so funny you say that. I generally feel like with this next album, I feel like he had to get this one out for his transition, for where he was going, and for like you said, because of how big he was. I feel like this next project, and especially because of the amount of time he's taken, and this is so significant, obviously, Psychodrama, there's a good couple of years between Psychodrama and We're All In This Alone Together. Mm-hmm. And there was no music dropped in between. I'm not saying that you can't do this, but a lot of artists who tend to take their time between albums, for me, a prime example would be, and it was a bit elongated, but Frank Ocean, for example.
Oh my God. He waited way long for that album.
But that album's incredible. One of my favourite albums of all time, and definitely one of the best in his genre. But you see why it makes sense to just sometimes get out of the light of having to drop out bare music and actually be like, you know what? I've dropped this album. I've seen this reception. Mm-hmm. Let me grow as an artist.
Live some life and
Do you see what I'm saying?
It all depends on the type of artist that someone is. So like, yeah, I think Stormzy's album will probably, or maybe it won't, because I feel like his, I don't know, like, where do you feel like his perception is at the moment?
I
where
think
he stands.
So the thing about Stormzy, Stormzy is a little bit like,
because this is a trans, this is actually our, is a transition our theme for today is transition. So like his one is, I don't know, like everyone now is like, yeah, not really.
He's in a very
not really. He's basically he's no longer the underdog, so so no one's really rooting for him no more.
But like, I will say this though, I will say this: if Stormzy was to drop an album, was to start an album rollout today, mm-hmm. and if the music was hitting, as in every way, as in not just his fans but also the people that he, you know, mainstream, culturally, whatever. He would have the support behind him. You know why? Because he's a very, very personable guy. So this is the thing. This is why you always see this whenever they talk about stuff about Stormzy. Oh, I love Stormzy, but his music's not for me. It's always
But now, though, it wasn't
still
that.
Because people still fuck with him.
I don't feel like it was necessarily that before. I just felt like because of the way he was dropping music, there wasn't as much. I remember one of my boys around that time, because I don't really know nothing about Stormzy, like he's just dropped a couple tunes and everyone's really like on him, but he's like, I don't, there's nothing to know about him. Then he dropped his album and it was like, okay, cool, I know what this guy is about now, and whatever. But of course since then stuff has changed and he's dropped his second album. And now I feel like the narrative is Stormzy, not really for me. Doesn't really make music for me.
But the thing is, but again, it goes back to it. I don't think it's exactly what you say. Because of his personality, which especially shown on social media for that brief period, he's not really on it now. But when he was here, he was so personable to so many people, especially how he backed the Grenfell, how he was standing up against politicians, how he wasn't. So all of that. So that's why I was like, in a way, it's almost a very important period for him, because people almost don't really have that high of an expectation in terms of his music right now for him.
Because
of the second album.
That's true.
So now it's kind of like...
I'm only actually speaking from a cultural... I'm not speaking 100%. From a commercial, because commercial, 100%. We can never chat to that.
No. He's a superstar.
He'll
drop an album today and...
We're talking from a culture perspective for the culture.
So that's what I mean. So actually, it's more so to do with right now. It's almost a little bit of a funny period, but almost a good one in terms of transitions. Right now, the expectancy, like I said, is low.
Yeah.
Even if he hits the heights of Gang Signs and Prayer, it's a win. But that's more from, like you said, it's a cultural conversation. We're not talking about music. He's already got that locked down because he's a superstar. Mm-hmm. We know that. We're just effectively talking about, okay, his music. And that's why I've like, the years that he's now taken between Heavy is the Head and this album, I feel like is very important, because it's that, he's making himself as an artist. He's gone back, he's gone and done a lot. You know, he's obviously done.
Well, we hope so, yeah. And we would assume so. We would assume so.
And I think it'd be good. I'm almost a little bit like, I'm looking forward to it, because I want to know where are we going next. Like, I want to hear that.
Yeah,
and these features have slapped. I'm not going to lie to you. That Day feature was heavy.
The Day feature was good. What features did he have before that?
He had the Questy After tune.
The Heady One, where AJ. To be honest, AJ Tracy washed them both.
The Getch tune, Bad.
Sting Man, yeah.
Heavy features.
He didn't do crazy on the Skengman tune, but it was
hard. It was cool. The Rush tune, fucking the Tion Wayne tune.
Oh yeah, Bangor. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been dropping tunes.
He's still in the mix.
So it'd be interesting. It's not one of the things where he's just been like, oh, you don't really hear from me. Like he's about enough to know I'm still in this thing. I'm still at rapper.
Of course. So yeah, what else have you been listening to? Anything else? What else came out? Oh, Fredo's album's really good, by the way. Anyone who hasn't checked that, they should check it.
I haven't listened to it yet. I do need to get in. Fredo, like every time he's a little bit like he's not really an artist for me personally, I haven't taken the time to listen to him. Yeah. But everything that I've heard has always been like, oh no, this guy's actually very good.
Yeah, no.
I can't say a bad word about him. He actually makes good music, to be fair. Listening to King's Disease 2.
Come on! Hey,
listen,
my
God, fucking guy, man.
My
Nas
God!
Is my fucking guy. From track one, I said this guy's not playing games.
I can't even believe it. I'm not even gonna lie, yeah. When I was, because I liked King's Disease,
the first one.
Yeah, I liked it.
I loved it.
I liked that album, yeah. So like, I was listening.
Grammy Award-winning album, baby.
I know. So I was listening to King's Disease 2, and I was like, no, but he's really like in rare form. He's in rare form.
Two back-to-back albums
and
in a year.
And sorry, and you got the Lauryn Hill verse.
Oh my God!
What? Absolutely
crazy. The Lauryn Hill verse.
I couldn't believe it. I thought she was going to be singing on the song, yeah, because I know her and Nas, they've been on tours together. They have that type of relationship or whatever. when I heard Lauren spitting, like, and it wasn't like a quick 6 bar no, or 8 bar or anything.
Fucking hit. You know what? Someone said something.
It was immaculate,
yeah?
You know.
Someone said something that was actually very true, and I actually don't deep it. Lauryn Hill is one of the greatest artists of our generation. And
you
I was like,
you only deep that now.
No, the only reason why, the only reason why it stood out so much to me, because people have this argument, yeah, he's only got one album, so, what's he done after next? I'm like, you guys do understand, that album is 30 plus years old, and you're still talking about it.
But that's the thing though, so she has the one album that has eclipsed so many albums.
So many.
Because there's been enough time for people to like, maybe feel like, oh, nah, it wasn't really all that. Nah, it was really all that. It was really all that. Like, it's, the thing is that, I don't know, recency bias is a real thing. And people try to, I don't know, like, and revisionist history as well. Try to revise things that are not true. Like,
Lauryn Hill was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, the Fugees was a big deal. Yeah, facts, the album was a big deal.
Or like, they do this bullshit about, they do the same thing with Aaliyah. You know, if Aaliyah was alive now, I will rush you.
Don't get me started. Like,
get out of here.
Get me started on the Aaliyah stuff. Like, stop it.
The same Aaliyah that produces better music than the people that are singing today.
Stop
it. Get the fuck out of it, man.
Every artist or R&B artist that is trying to be or dress like or imitate. Like, yeah, come
facts,
on.
Facts,
what are we talking
facts,
about? Facts, what are we talking about?
Facts,
honestly.
Facts.
Aaliyah was, you know, I don't get why people want to downplay the influence.
This is what I'm trying to understand.
The influence is clear.
This is what I'm trying to understand. Because I don't get what it benefits downplaying, because
I don't know.
She influences not just in style and in culture, but in music.
The maddest thing is that no one, I feel like with the Aaliyah thing, it's definitely just a fan thing, because I've never heard no artist say, she's over. I've never heard an artist say this. I'm talking about the artists that we respect.
Facts.
Brandy is not telling you like that Aaliyah wasn't. It's not happening. They were contemporaries. Like, Beyonce is not telling you Aaliyah wasn't that. No, it's not happening. Like, it doesn't. It's not
facts,
the case.
Facts.
So the Aaliyah thing, yeah, like, people just trying to revise it. Like, she wasn't really lit like that. Like, no, she really was lit like that.
She really was lit like that. She really was.
And her music's coming to streaming event.
I can't wait, man. I'm going to spend the whole day just listening to it. I'm going to spend the whole week, fam.
Yeah, but I don't know why everything is so weird with her. I mean, I do know why everything's weird with her family, but it's like, the family still, they're not.
Do they own her masters?
No, they don't. Her uncle does, and now he's signed like some sort of publishing deal, and that's why they're going to streaming services. But the family's not happy with that, because they won't be getting any profit, or they won't be making, not necessarily that they won't be getting any profit, but they aren't benefiting from it now being on streaming services.
Really?
They put out a statement, and it's just always very murky and sinister with the Aaliyah,
with the
Aaliyah music. On streaming services. Mm. But it's coming to streaming, and I think it'll be good for, like, for people who haven't been able to listen to her music in any other way. Because, you know, CDs don't exist.
Yeah. And you can only listen to someone watching
YouTube. Have, like, her albums on CD, but that's because of the time that I grew up in.
But
if you're, like, you know, 20 years old and you've only really, you can watch the videos online, but you never really, you can't listen to the whole album, or like, you know, that type of, like, at least the, like, the self-titled album listen to these things, then it'll be good for, like, music discovery, for people to really, like, see what was going on,
good.
And, like, you know, outside of just music videos and stuff. So
yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a massive Aaliyah fan. Like, I'm probably an Aaliyah stan, if I'm being honest.
Who isn't I've never met anyone who enjoys Aaliyah's music that's not just, who's just like a regular, like a casual.
No one's
a casual. It's like weird. It's like no one's actually a casual fan. I've never met a casual fan of Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Like, there's no casual fans. It's like Tupac. There's no casual fans.
It's true.
There's no casual fans. Everyone's like,
so if anyone, like Tupac or Biggie,
people, they don't have casual. Everyone's just like all in. There are artists like that, though. Like Drake, for example, is an artist that has just people who go hard, like just the diehards. Nas, Jay-Z, all these people, they just have diehard fans. Kendrick Lamar, they're just like,
people
are just not really too casual about them, like, in that way.
Yeah, facts. So what's your wheel up?
My wheel up is Fredo with Pot of Paper, 14. I've got to find it though, so give me 1 second.
And let me play mine then.
I got it.
Oh, it's cool.
That it was. So yeah, this is from Independence Day. Yeah, I enjoy this. And I feel like he dropped this on a like kind of like on a surprise thing. Like he just announced it like the night before. Like, yeah, I'm dropping next day. I'm out of my deal now. So he's independent now. And yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, I need to listen to it.
It's just hard. Like, but yeah, man. So, Fredo 14 featuring Potter Paper. Can't really ask for more, to be honest with you.
True.
And obviously, if you haven't checked out Potter Paper, do that too.
So mine, yeah.
Yeah.
He dropped this guy called Omalay.
I've heard of him.
He's very good.
I've heard of him. I'm like, yes, I've heard of him.
He's definitely the future.
Yeah, maybe. Future. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But he's got a tune called Understand, and it is fucking sick.
Yeah. It's fucking sick. Let's go.
I fixed my phone, so it sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember your phone was crackling. Is he from here?
No, Nigeria.
Okay. Oh, this reminds me, are you still playing Essence?
Huh?
I mean, we're always going to play Essence, right? But
every single time.
Is it not grating you a little bit?
No.
Not even a little bit. You know what it is? I'm waiting. It's like, it's just getting to a point of being rinsed at this point for me a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because I'll hear like the car pop goes past. I'm hearing it. I just hear it all the time. It's everywhere. But song of the summer then. Is that actually song of the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
This sounds good.
Nah, it's too cold.
Yeah, I've definitely heard him on something.
It's
just, like,
too
yeah,
cold. It's check that out. Too cold. Are you mad?
Oh my way. Did you watch the verses?
Oh my gosh. Alright, let me. I have watched the verses.
I've watched the Lox v Dipset.
Let me say this now. Let me say this right now.
Go on.
Let me say this right now. That Verses was the best Verses they have ever done.
They should
have
finished
shadow
it.
Of a.
If it's
end
not for
the
fact that Americans like to overdo
end
it,
thing.
They should end it
end
right
the thing.
There.
It was. You know what? Fuck Verses. It was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life, though.
It has a visual. Nah, it was beautiful.
But
it's actual facts, you know. Like,
it was fucking
actually,
beautiful.
In terms of just like, I've watched it so many times, and
every clip.
And every time I go, and anytime I go on like Instagram or Twitter, yeah, and I see the clip, I play it every
without a shadow of a doubt.
Every single time.
You know that clip where Jada does the intro to New York,
yeah.
And it's talking about I'm fucking here. I'm not in Colorado.
I don't live in Miami.
I don't live in Miami. I'm on the block. I'm posted.
It's
you can
kiss.
See the hairline, everything.
Yeah, no.
That was one of the most beautiful things I've ever watched in such a long
chilling.
Time. Like it was just, it was
chilling.
Incredible.
As Jada Fat Joe, kiss, as yeah. Fat Joe said, goosebumps.
No, I'm not even joking. Like. Fam, it reminded me, like, this is why I even tweeted about it tonight. I said, this is why when you see me talk about old music, I'm not just a nostalgia head. I'm not just cracked up on the olden times or the good old days. Hip hop don't hit like that no more, bro. It don't hit like that no more.
It was
way, like,
so
I don't even, like, I was actually lost for words. I woke up the next morning, because I was fucking tired.
Yeah.
I woke up the next morning.
Oh, I didn't stay up to watch it.
Oh, and I watched the whole thing.
I left all that shit in lockdown. I was like, man, you know what?
I had to watch
I'm going to check it the next day. Before,
I had to.
Because before, it was on Instagram, so it felt a little bit more urgent. Like, you needed to watch it on Instagram.
Yeah.
It wasn't They didn't post it. Yeah, they didn't used to put it on after. So you had to, I had to like the Jill Scott and Erykah Badu, like you had to watch it like that. Mm. But once they started like streaming it to Apple and it was become, I'm like, I'm gonna watch this tomorrow, the next day. But I watched it the next day, and then I just feel like I was telling like, yeah, I was telling my boy the other day, I was like, yeah, I just keep on watching it. Anytime I don't have anything to watch, yeah, I just put it on. Every time, like, if I just don't have it, just put that on. Just let that run.
Oh, man. I'm actually angry at how good it was so fucking good.
Yeah, it was dope. It was, like, really, like, one for the hip-hop fan.
It was honestly just so... It was a celebration of a culture that we had grown up in.
But also, it was just like the most charismatic performance.
It was a beating of a lifetime as well.
Oh my god!
I was ripped Dipset to shreds.
I was sick to my fucking stomach, man. I was a big Dipset fan. I was sick to my stomach. I was like, where the hell is J.R. Writer and them, man? What's going on? Like, why are you lot not remembering your lyrics? Why are you playing your songs off of a fucking Walkman? What the hell is going on? Like, this is terrible. I can't like.
Oh, man.
But I also like the Lox. So it was a win anyway. But they literally bodied them.
Yeah,
like
that was great,
I've never. Normally with the verses, I feel like I come away and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Keisha got that for me. Brandy got that. Like, but it's never like, to be fair, Brandy bodied Monica as well.
She did.
But certain things, it's just kind of like, oh, yeah. Like, they just edged it. They just got it just about.
The Jill Scott and Erykah Badu, I don't know who won that one, but it was
beautiful. That one was like kind of like a tie for me.
It was just beautiful.
Like,
I think they both won.
They both won on those ones, but like...
No, this was crazy. It was crazy.
The Lox really just... And I think especially because, yeah, Dipset were the more flashy and people were, like, of course, saying, wow, they got bigger commercial hits than the Lox. But the hits were just not sounding like hits because they didn't have their shit together.
Nothing was hit.
Cameron
was trying his best to keep them
hitting.
Together, man.
Jarrell's teeth kept falling out. He was looking... dumb on this. You know what, once upon a time, yeah, you couldn't have told me nothing about Jarrell Santana and Lloyd Banks. I would have told you them lot are going to be the next biggest rappers in the world. And boy, was I wrong.
What was it? He smoked too much.
Yeah, like whatever he was smoking, like just fucked up, like his teeth, like was just done. Like, is it meth that does that? I don't know what drug kind of does that. I think it's like meth, like, or something like that.
It's definitely not.
It's like one of them ones, like he was on real hard food, like going brazy, so... Yeah, so he has like dentures, whatever the fuck, I don't know, veneers, I don't know. He's just not got proper teeth, and it's all mad, and it's a shame as well because it's just like he definitely had like a lot of potential back then, but just fizzled out, like really fizzled out. I remember when he was doing like him and Wayne were like trying to pit themselves as like the new like powered like rap duo, like Jokers. But yeah, the Dipset, man, they really flopped, and you could just tell that
they got beat. They got their ass whooped.
No organization. Them lot just turned up on the day, didn't even know what and how they were doing things, what their strategy was. It was just all a mess. It was too solo, man. The Lox just came. They knew exactly what they came to do.
Yeah, facts.
And they did that.
Facts.
They did it.
It was beautiful, man.
Yeah, no, it was. And then everyone discovered that Jadakiss was like. Everyone discovered that Jadakiss was like a rapper.
Social media full of shit.
Or like, I don't know.
Jadakiss is the only one that. I was like, you guys are so annoying. Like, no one will do those stupid notes apps and they put dumb picture next to it. Like, we didn't know this shit for the past 20, 30 years. Jada been about that life.
Jadakiss.
But you know what? I said it though. I said, I'm glad he's getting his flowers, but he was getting his flowers before today. Because we've been new.
People have always rated. Like, I mean,
we've been new.
People who like, I mean, I guess we get a bit confused where we have people who are rap fans like ourselves. We like rap, we like hip hop music. We listen to that. That's our way. So we are in the know. If you're casual, then of course you're going to be like, oh my God. Like,
facts.
Guys, incredible. Like, that's how you're going to feel.
Oh
you're
my
gonna,
gosh, it is this good. Yeah, yes,
what's that New York song? I've never heard that before. Is that a deep cut? Okay. It's okay to be a new fan, I'm just saying.
Deep cut?
Yeah.
Bonus album.
Yeah, for real. So, the Vessels was dope. It was really dope. And I feel like they should end it, but
They're not crazy.
Yeah, Americans.
They sold the whole brand to Triller now. So
Americans like
them.
To overdo things as well. Like they'll do it into the ground. Wilding Out and all them shows are still on TV. They shouldn't be.
It's true. It's very true.
Or at least on their TV over there, they shouldn't be.
It's true. But they're still. You know why they put it? Because there are still a few battles that could slap.
Like who?
Like one that would be funny. Yeah. Is 50 Cent versus anyone?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it would be funny.
50 would never do that though.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd never do that. 50 doesn't play with others.
He doesn't, but it would be really good to see.
It would.
Like if 50 went against like Rick Ross for something, like some for example.
He bodies Rick Ross.
I know he bodies Rick Ross.
He bodies Rick Ross. I know people will think that's not the case, but he does.
No, he calls it bodies
he
Rick
does.
Ross.
He
has more hits than Rick Ross, let's be honest. Whether
Rick Ross did the one with 2 Chainz? Let's get out of here, man. Don't put 50 in that. Sorry.
50 bodies, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think 50 he would go up against something like, obviously, they're never going to do it like Drake is beneath him, but it would be 50 versus Drake. That's the closest thing I can think of. If we're just talking
Drake.
Hits, just hits.
Yeah.
I think he still beats Drake.
Do you think Drake's hit? Oh, I don't want to. Should I do this now? Do you think Drake's hits will hit like that in the verses?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he, let's be honest, Drake's fan base.
Because what were we talking about?
Because come on, look, think about it. When you look at what happened with the Locks and Dipset.
Yeah.
A lot of what was a big part of that is the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd. That was like, you know, like normally when you watch performances, yeah, and it's like the crowd always, unfortunately, the crowd always looks dead. Even if it was super, super like, it's only, like, I feel like rarely you see it and you're like, oh, yeah, the crowd is really jumping. Fact. But like, normally it just
that
always
looks dead. That crowd was there to reminisce.
Yeah, it was a New York crowd.
That was a New York crowd. So, but then, so obviously going back to it, I like, for example, if you hear Drake 50, and you hear 50, 50 tell 50 me Drake. What's really going on, you know those tunes, they're gonna slap.
He can't play that, man.
They're gonna slap.
He can't play that.
You know what I'm saying?
He can't play that in the verses, by the way. He can't. He can't play that in the
verses. It will slap though.
I don't know, man. He can't play that in the verses.
100%. Those kind, like those are the tunes that you'd have to play.
Yeah, cool.
He can't be playing Tootsie Roll and what's the one? Tootsie
Oh my
slap.
God, I forgot about that.
He can't be playing them tunes there. Like that's not gonna slap. It's not. But Drake, well, it will be a good fight.
50 v Drake, that would be entertaining.
That would. 50, sorry, Drake v Kanye would be a bloodbath.
Wow, they should never do that. They should never do it. That's why I say this, because like, I don't know, like, you know, Drake is cool, whatever, but we try to put him in conversations he's not built for.
No, I can't.
We try to put him in conversations
long,
he's not built for.
I had
for.
A very, very long debate with one random
show
about 50 versus Drake.
What did they say?
And they were like, because Drake has sold more physical albums than Kanye and has more streams than Kanye. I was like, that's possible? All you're going for.
Physical albums? How's that possible?
So when you look at it, Drake has actually sold more physical albums, actually. But it's not
like
correct.
CDs?
Yeah, it's not really correct.
I was going to say,
it includes streams.
That's not,
so it's not accurate.
That's not it. Physical album, Thriller, 80 million physical albums. I was listening to Michael Jackson's discography the other day. Every time I listen to it, yeah, I'm just like, I can't believe this guy was real.
It was actually, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I was like, listening to it, I was just like, I can't believe it. I listen, because I always discount the first two albums because he was a child.
And they slapped.
What's the albums? You Gotta Be There or something like that, and Ben. But I never really listened to those two because he was literally like a kid. I always start Off the Wall and just go all the way through. And I just always listen. I think, I can't believe this guy was real.
Yeah,
literally just go, he was real.
Yeah.
Albums are just, woo.
Yeah, it slaps.
Flawless.
Yeah, and that'd be funny. It'd be a bloodbath.
Yeah, the Drake and Kanye one's not really... Yeah,
it would just be funny to see. Like I would just laugh. It would just be funny to see.
Yeah, it would be entertaining. It would never do it, but no, we can pray. Anything else?
No, it's been a decent amount of music. There's a lot of music. There's a lot of music.
What's your album for the year? On the Nas album. How do you feel about it? Like, where would you like rate it? I rated that like an 8.5.
About 8.5. No, I
like,
think,
and to
what?
Be honest, I think it's really a 10, but I just need maybe just a little bit more time, but I really have only been listening to it.
I actually think it was better than the first one, by the way.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And the first one was very, 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 very good.
Yeah.
But this, it was...
I think it's more topical because it's a little bit more... I felt King's Disease, I enjoyed it, but it was maybe more... him reminiscing, the content, like, not bad. I enjoyed it. But yeah, I think the stuff on this is like a little bit more topical. But now he's talking
about 2 10 out of 10 albums, if I'm being honest with you. King's Disease 2 probably was a 10 out of 10 for me.
I really do feel like that, but I just feel like I've got to wait.
You got to give it time to marry.
It's at an 8.5. And I mean, at the end of the year, I'll probably be like, it's 10 out of 10. Nas putting out a 10 out of 10 album.
Back to back, by the way. Back to back. That's your GOAT could never. Anyway. Your GOAT is still putting out 2 songs.
I'm so happy.
Anyway.
Because people always want to talk shit about Nas. I'm like, no.
You can't. He's a GOAT, man. He's top five.
Top two, actually. But
yeah, to be honest. Yeah, actually, the best rappers alive are Jay-Z and Nas, let's be honest.
We always say this. Yeah. They are actually the best. And you say, Jay-Z. I'm like, yeah, but you're forgetting Nas exists. I'm always like, you forget Nas exists when you do the Jay-Z thing. But like, yeah.
And it's like, the thing is, Nas, if we're talking about the reason why.
And shout out to Hit-Boy. Hit-Boy is a hero.
Yeah, Hit-Boy.
He's a hero.
Hero.
He is a hero.
Whatever Hit-Boy did, he saved him from that Kanye massacre. I'm so sorry, Kanye. I can't believe I'm saying this.
I think we're gonna get Kanye revenge. I think Kanye's gonna double back and he's gonna double back and he's gonna say Nas. Now come on, he's got to double back.
You think so?
He has to. The issues between him and Hit-Boy, he has to. There's no way there's no way he brings Hit-Boy in, and Hit-Boy does the better Nas album than Kanye. He has to double back.
You know, it's a fair point.
I think he doubles back on the ego thing. Right. Like, he has to double back.
Hit-Boy produced 2 10 out of 10 albums.
Hit-Boy's a dope producer.
Are you fucking
nuts? Like when we did our end of... Hit-Boy's been one of my favourite producers for like the last... Out of all of the new producers from last decade, like the Mike Will, Zaytoven, Justice League, Lex Luger, all them people, all of them guys, Hit-Boy's just been my favourite one. Like, he's sick. Like, really, really
good. Grammy award-winning producer, man. He smashed it.
Yeah, no, he killed that. Funny enough, if you haven't listened to King's Disease 2, please go and listen to it.
It's my album of the year.
Yeah.
People disagree, but my album of the year is Her.
I still haven't listened to that. Should I listen to it?
You should definitely listen to it.
Okay.
It's long, though.
I don't mind that.
Let me be honest. Before you listen to it...
The thing with the album being long is if it's good and I can't tell, right, I don't mind. So
Let me be honest with this album. I think it's a 10 out of 10 album for me. Mm-hmm. Also, no, it's not 10 out of 10. There's flaws. There's a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
There were songs that didn't need to be on there.
Okay.
The reason why I say it was long
was
is
it
because...
Like, did she have like a lot of the old singles? Like,
she actually, funnily enough, didn't.
Okay.
She actually really didn't.
Cool.
There was just one or two songs where you're just like, this didn't need to be on there. It's not a bad song, but it's like, I know it's your debut album and
Quality
you're like...
Control.
You didn't need to do this. You could have taken about, if you had changed
how many
a little bit
on
of the... It's like 19.
Oh, shit.
It's a long album.
Wow.
Now, the album slaps. Don't get twisted.
Is there interludes there? Like...
No, it's just music.
You know what album I've really... You know like when Solange's...
When
I Get Home. No, I really fuck with it now, you know?
Oh, now you do.
I really fuck with it. I was talking so... I really fuck with it. I don't know.
That's the conversation that we had about this album.
Yeah, I know. I was really talking shit, but like, I actually really fuck with it. See, this is what happens. Change. Guys, change.
I did this about Gina Aiko. The last album, I was like, I put my hands up and the album slapped.
Yeah, no, I actually... I don't know.
Listen to it.
Maybe it's just because I put it on at a particular... Like, the mood just felt... I was like, yeah.
Listen to her album.
Yeah.
And see it with the eyes of, if you change the sequencing just a little and you took out maybe a few songs, you would literally have a perfect body of album.
Yeah. I need to get around to the Her album. I think it's just because, I don't know. I just haven't got around to it. It was on my list to listen to. I just was like...
Musically, though, it's the best thing I've heard musically this year. From
serious?
Amazing art. Musically, it's unmatched.
Okay.
It's not... You know the thing about Her?
Yeah.
Her is a musician.
Of course.
So the music she puts... She's not... You're not getting the... Oh, it's just instrumentals that she just found.
She's building...
There's a tune on there with Fun the Cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Called Bloody Waters.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, when you hear it, you're going to know why.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it then, because I've just kind of been not avoiding it, but just kind of like, I know she's got an album out, but I don't want disappointment, because I really, really want her to win and I really like her. But yeah, the album came out, and for all the decoration and all the everything that she's done, it's like it came and it went, and I was like,
I know.
Okay,
I know.
I don't even think she.
People would definitely disagree.
The album didn't even go number one. It was like a top 20 album. It was kind of weird. It's like, how come she's got like 100 Grammys, and then but the audience is kind of feeling a bit Selena Gomez like ish.
Yeah.
Where it's like, who are your fans?
I don't necessarily know why that is, because
like, it disconnects basically.
There's like 100%. Okay. But a lot of fans there. A lot of fans are saying this because of how they feel about the fact that there were obviously so many mixtapes and stuff up until that point.
Mm. I think it's just fatigue.
I feel like it might be close to that.
Yeah, I don't think it's not fatigue per se, but I know that I didn't listen to the album straight away because I was like, oh, you know what? Like, basically, when you were supposed to give it to us, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm past
it. It's that window.
I'm past it a little bit. And I'll get to it when I get to it.
I mean, I loved it. But you know what I actually think might actually be album of the year, or might be close to it?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely going to be Grammy nominated. It's Tyler's.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler's album slapped.
Yeah, he's in that. Tyler's now always going to be Grammy nominated.
Yeah, he's too good.
But yeah, Call Me When You Get Lost, again, another album I really enjoy. Let me think. For my albums of the year this year, I'm going to go Gets, Conflicts of Interest.
Yep.
Tyler, Call Me When You Get Lost, or maybe Nas, King's Disease, or one of the two, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
Jasmine Sullivan, Hotels, even though it wasn't an album.
Facts.
That's my shirt.
Jasmine Sullivan's album is going to be album of the year.
Yeah, that's my shirt.
That's got to be Grammy nominated. I don't want to hear shit.
Is she dropping it this year? I don't even know. But
no, I put it this year.
But Hotels is
Hotels was incredible.
That's my shirt. So Hotels was incredible. That is.
Oh, that was the shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was January. Well,
was it this year?
Yeah, it was January.
Oh, yeah, then that's going to be album of the year then.
Yeah,
sorry.
That was January. So, and then. I don't know I don't know if I have a fifth one at the moment, but yeah, like those are the kind of albums that I've really, really like enjoyed, really played, gone back to.
Yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
I need to listen to this Hurt album. Wizkid tickets, did you get them?
Of course I did. I've been singing Essence live.
Huh?
I've been singing Essence live.
He's got a wheeler like 100 times.
100 times. We don't hear it.
He's got a wheeler like so many times.
Just play a song again. I don't want to hear rubbish. And he better fly in Thames as well. I don't want to hear rubbish. Bring her in. I need to hear her sing.
Oh, yeah. Shit. He's got to do the whole thing.
Yeah, fam. You can't,
one date. And those who didn't, you slept. Snooze, you lose.
O2 priority can be beneficial. Even if
was there any O2 priority? Weren't there no credit card ones? Like I'm American. That was it.
It was 3 days of sales.
The
O2 priority one was still.
Yeah, because I know they normally have an American. There's always a credit card that does one, basically like MasterCard or something like that, pre-sale. But yeah, unlucky for them.
12 minutes, only hit a record.
Yeah, I saw him. They put a stat. He's like amongst the Beatles, not the Beatles, but like whoever, like them bands.
Yeah.
Like I can't remember.
Spice Girls was 38 seconds.
What?
Spice Girls was 38 seconds.
Spice Girls, we have to have a conversation about the Spice Girls one day.
We do.
The Spice Girls movie, and just, yeah, we have to have a conversation about the Spice Girls. I'd like to do that because that was a serious time.
That particular time
of girl bands and boy bands.
Oh man, they were absolutely dominating.
I just watched, there's a documentary on Netflix for anyone who's interested called, This Is Pop? Yeah, I think it's called This Is Pop, and it's basically just a documentary series just going over like the different stages and things that happen. British pop, American pop, Swedish influence, rock, like it's dope. It's super sick. One thing that made me laugh is that they have Backstreet Boys on there and they're like talking about the lyrics in the song and they're just like, yeah, we don't know what the lyrics really meant. We don't know why we want it that way, but that's what the lyric.
I don't know why we wanted that one.
Yeah, Brian was in the thing, just like, yeah, that was just like, you know, everyone, the melody was what's most important. That's why everyone like connects to. Yeah, no, but.
I can get why boy bands did that, though.
It's jokes because they did the same thing with Wonderwall and they were talking about Oasis and them. They were like, yeah, what the fuck is a Wonderwall? We don't know. And the lyrics are subpar, but everybody just loves it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just jokes. So yeah, This is pop. You should definitely watch that. It's funny, man. It's really funny. But yeah, that's us.
Great episode again. We'll see you guys
Please
on another one.
Rate, subscribe. If you're feeling it, let us know. It pushes us up. It helps. And yeah, hit us up. Let us know what you think.
We'll see you on another one. Peace.
Later.